Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. President George W. Bush says, teen mania has demonstrated a strong commitment to organizing young Christian men and women to help others in need. I commend the organization's members and supporters for mobilizing these young people. Your efforts contribute to a brighter future for all Americans. Dr. Billy Graham says, I commend you for the stand you are taking for Jesus. It's thrilling to see what God is doing through young people. I believe that you can change your world. President George W. Bush and Dr. Billy Graham are speaking about Ron Luce and teen mania. If you're a parent, grandparent, if you care about young people, if you care about your future and the future of our society, God sends our guest today to encourage us, equip us, and motivate us to action. We pause, as we typically do at the beginning of our show, to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. My friend, if you are searching, seeking, wondering, wanting to know what it means to have a relationship with God, we have something special for you today. If you're already walking with the Lord, to build you up, that's why we're here, to encourage you. Christ died on the cross for our sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. Our guest will testify of that and so much more of what a meaningful, purposeful, fulfilling life means and how that can be experienced through you, for you, through him who died on the cross, shed his blood, was buried, and rose again on the third day. The living Christ, my friend, calls you to himself. In 1986, Ron Luce and his wife Katie started Teen Mania Ministries with a dream to raise up young people who would change the world. The ministry has expanded greatly and has become very influential within today's Christian youth culture. Ron received his bachelor's degree in psychology and theology from Oral Roberts University and his master's in counseling psychology from the University of Tulsa, along with an honorary doctorate from Jerry Falwell of Liberty University. He's a sought-after speaker who has traveled to more than 60 countries and has made numerous media appearances, such as Dr. James Dobson's Focus on the Family, CNN, The O'Reilly Factor, ABC Nightline, The 700 Club, Trinity Broadcasting Network, and The Sean Hannity Show. Ron has also written 35 books for teens, youth pastors, and parents, and continues to speak at leaders' conferences, helping parents and pastors understand the plight of today's youth, showing them how all of us can be part of the solution. Ron and Katie currently live in Garden Valley, Texas, with their son Cameron. They have two daughters, Hannah and Charity, who recently graduated from college. Ron, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Danny. It's a privilege and blessing to be with you.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in California, as a matter of fact. And not far from Hawaii, as close as you can get from the mainland before you get to Hawaii.
What part?
Well, I was born in the Bay Area, around San Francisco, and then grew up there in San Francisco area and Sacramento and Fresno.
Okay, what was it like? I know there's some chilly days there compared to what we experienced there in Hawaii.
Yeah.
What was it like for you?
What I remember most wasn't the physical environment. It was more what was going on with my family, because my parents were divorced and I was young and remarried and to other people, and I moved a lot and went from home to home, and we kind of grew up going to dry churches and whatever, but we weren't really Christian people or anything. And then when I was 15, I ran away from my mom to go find my dad, and who had moved down to Fresno. So that's why I ended up moving down there.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Let's see. I would say, probably the biggest influence on my life that had real impact on my life was my pastor. Once I gave my life to the Lord at 16, up to that, the dominant influence was my mom, and it wasn't a good influence. It was like I wanted to get away from her, and there was, you know, some abuse, verbal and physical abuse, whatever, in the home that, you know, I grew up with a lot of hatred in my heart and anger. And so the biggest impact that really started shaping my life for the positive was my pastor that a friend had invited me to church that I ended up becoming my home church, where I committed my life to the Lord, and then he became the dominant influence in my life.
Ron, let's back up a little bit. How did you become a Christian?
Well, as I mentioned, we grew up going to all kinds of different churches that were, I felt, pretty lifeless and dead and dry, and all of my years growing up. And then when I left my mom at 15 and ran away to go find my dad, we weren't church going then at all. I just became a party animal and so forth, and then about a year later, someone, a friend, invited me to church. And now the thing is, growing up in church, you know, I kind of prayed and stuff, and I felt like, you know, God had something for me, but, you know, I hadn't really figured out a way to commit my life to the Lord or anything. And when I was 16, and I go into this church, and it's about 200 people crammed in a little building, and they're all excited and full of life, and the pastor preached the first sermon. I liked the first sermon I ever heard in English, because it was the first one that actually made sense to me. All the other ones just seemed like long theological words. And I thought, well, okay, I'm done. I'm in. I'm gone. My old life is gone. And so I committed my life to Jesus and went back, marched back into my school, started telling everybody how great it was to know God and love God. And so that's the beginning of the revolution that happened in my heart.
So your pastor influenced you. It sounded like there was a contrast between what was going on at home with mom and the pastor. What was it about your pastor that really stood out?
Well, I tell you, he was first of all, he was authentic. He was just like a real person. You know, I didn't even know him. I just was a visitor at the church, and you know, he just didn't act all holy and super spiritual. He was just a regular guy who was full of joy and really loved God. And so it was warm and easy to listen to a guy like that. And by that time I had already, you know, I was away from my mom, and except I had to go back to court and testify against her, and then she got all of her children taken away from her. So yeah, that was the last time I'd seen her since, then I met my pastor, and the Lord changed my life. Until later on, after that, the Lord changed my heart, and then kind of did a real restoration with my relationship with me and my mom.
What would you say the transformational power of the gospel, your relationship with Christ, even years later, restoring your relationship with your mother? Well, what difference would you say, Ron, Christ has made in your life?
Oh, like, everything. I mean, you could say the pieces of my life that were stomped and crushed and made into nothing, he put back together and made something brand new. He didn't make it better. He did like a complete home makeover on me. You know? He just didn't. He wasn't this little thing to add to my life. He was the thing that made my life, period, just because I was just a big pile of brokenness. And I think when I met Jesus is when I really came alive for the first time.
As you're listening to Ron Luce today, Ron is the founder of Teen Mania Ministries. He's speaking about his own teenage years. Describes it as a life in fragments, many pieces, broken, and how the Lord has restored him. And not just, he hasn't just made Christ a part of his life, a small part. Christ came and changed everything for him. It's a word of hope for us today, because sometimes we feel like we're fragmented. Other times we are completely shattered. The Lord sends Ron Luce today to share from his heart the difference Christ has made in him and the difference Christ can make in your life. He is today impacting literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of lives, millions around the world, and particularly young people. His ministry is called Teen Mania. When we come back, we'll hear more from Ron about how Teen Mania began. We're going to take a quick break right now. Dear one, when you listen to a testimony, when you hear someone share their heart about periods of pain, periods of suffering, do you ever wonder, hey, does God really see me? Does he really know what I'm going through? Does he know what my teenager is going through right now? That my teenager is lost, is losing hope. What can I do? Can I pray? Is there something else I can do? Ron Luce will share more when we come back. You don't want to miss this. More with Ron Luce from Teen Mania. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an e-book, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Josh McDowell, the author and Christian apologist, he said this. He said, if you remove teen mania from the body of Christ, in the last 15 years, there would be one huge vacuum in the lives of so many young people in the area of their walk with Christ, discipleship, and their concept of world missions. Joyce Meyer says, teen mania is a vital ministry. changing multitudes of young people's lives. Ron Luce's impassioned call to youth challenges them to live a life that counts, one that is consumed with the cause of Christ. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Our guest today, Ron Luce. To find out more about our program, to get this podcast in its entirety, perhaps you're tuning in right now, you can get the podcast for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. To find out more about Teen Mania and Ron Luce, teenmania.com. Again, teenmania.com. Ron, how did Teen Mania begin?
Well, this passion for reaching young people started even while I was young, because I got, as I mentioned, turned on to Jesus at 16 and went right back into my school and began to just tell all my friends about the Lord. And I just felt like I had found the cure to cancer, and I wanted to share with everybody I could find. Anyways, so I go away to school, to university, and even all through my years at university, I was involved with youth ministry and doing what I could to, I was a youth pastor for a while and led small groups and did everything I could to help young people get close to God, because I figured if God could reach me where I was at, he could really get to anybody. So right out of college, we got married right after college and started this ministry, Teen Mania. We had a real heart for missions around the world, places where Jesus had never been preached, never been talked about, but also a real heart for young people in America that, heard about God or whatever, grew up in dead churches or were just astray and the gospel didn't make sense to them. And so we wrestled with how in the world could we have effect on both of those, world missions and young people. And so God gave us the concept of Teen Mania, where we do everything we can to reach them, to get them on fire for God, to help them grow in the Lord, and then invite them to go and change the world during their summer mission trip, during the summer times or Christmas breaks or spring breaks, go on mission trips and change the world with their youth group or as individuals, or go with a friend or two and give them a chance to go and change the world. And so we have this exciting dream from heaven in 1986, but no idea how to start or to do anything, and to run an organization or get incorporated. But little by little, Lord helped us. We started doing youth rallies at any church that would take us. 10, 20 kids at a time would come. We like to say we were packing out living rooms across America, and we'd preach and take a little offering from those kids, and that's what we used for gas to get to the next place. And at each of those places, we'd do our best to, get them on fire for the Lord and invite them to go with us in the summertime on a mission trip. And the first few years, were really very difficult, very intense, as you can imagine. Just, nobody knew who we were, and we didn't have any big benefactors or donors or, nobody that was advocating for us, like the gracious commendations you mentioned at the top of the show. And but the Lord just kept giving us favor and opening doors. And the next year we came back, and a few more places, and booked us, and remembered we were coming, and a few more kids came on missions, and each year things began to grow. And in the 1991, we started a conference ministry called Acquire the Fire. We realized we were never going to be able to get to all the youth groups in America. So we started an event that's all weekend, Friday night, all day Saturday, Saturday night, where we come in and lots of youth groups come together from all kinds of different churches. They bring unchurched kids with them, and it's a whole experience where there are massive video screens and pyrotechnics and bands and comedy and full-length theatrical production. Every year it's a different theme. Of course, there's speakers and ministry that happens throughout the course of the weekend, and each year it's a different theme. So we engage them on Friday night, help them come to Christ, and then all day on Saturday we're teaching them about a theme. Like, one year we might deal with family and how to deal with family issues. One year we might deal with, love and sex and marriage and what the Bible has to say about that. And one year we might deal with bullying and things. And so each year it's a different theme, but all relatable to where kids are at and what their needs are, what their issues are. And so now we're out 33 weekends out of the year, weekend after weekend after weekend, in cities, different cities all over America, seeing thousands of kids every weekend, and many coming to Christ, recommitting their life to Christ, committing to live pure and holy and love the Word of God and love Jesus with all their heart. So it's very exciting.
Ron, I remember watching you on television, and it was astonished at the magnitude and the dynamic of the way the Lord was using you to deliver the message, the whole presentation, and the impact on the young people. And recently, I saw more clips of what you've been doing. So this 27-hour larger-than-life youth convention, which you've hosted in over, 30 major cities? You do that annually?
Annually, yeah, for the last 22 years, yeah.
I saw something that really, really touched me. I wanted to find out about this. So in your Acquire the Fire youth events, I see young people all over the stadiums. They stand up at their own volition, standing up, and they're shouting at the top of their lungs, "I want the cross. I want the cross." What's going on there? What's going on in them? What's going on in that, in the atmosphere, in that moment? What are they doing?
Well, one of the things that we feel like we, as we do these events, is that we don't just want to do a typical or a conventional sort of event that feels like it's been regurgitated, or, oh, I've seen that or done that before. Particularly when kids are coming to Christ, you know, we've had too often we see in churches in all across American Christianity the same people come forward again and again because, you know, it's they pray a prayer, but then they live like they've been living, and so our challenge is to present the gospel in a fresh way that even people that have been sitting in church for all year or their whole life that realize, oh my gosh, what have I been doing? I didn't realize he loved me this much. And it evokes something in them where they want to give their all to Christ, not because I'm begging them or some preacher's begging them to do it, because that's the response of love. And so what you saw there is we've done it several times where we the way that we would present the gospel is, you know, we talk about what Jesus did on the cross, and that would you step up to the plate to carry the cross and say, I'm gonna follow you with all my heart, and I'll carry my cross, as Jesus mentioned to us in Matthew 16. And so, yeah, they're standing up, and it's a commitment time where they're committing to the Lord, and they're saying, I want the cross. And what we really encourage is the kind of commitment that is bold, that is forthright. It's not this sheepish, bow your head, close your eyes, I don't want to embarrass anybody. Because I feel like how people come to Christ is the way that they think is normal. So if it's a sheepish kind of way, then they will carry kind of a sheepish Christianity maybe the rest of their life. You know, if you have to beg them to come, you know, to pray, they have to beg them to read their Bible, beg them to live pure, beg them to love God, beg them to go to church, rather than, no, he gave his all. It's time for you to respond. So when they stand up and say, I want the cross, it's their way of expressing, like, I'm coming after you. You know, Jesus, when he was talking about how to get connected to his Father, you see over and over he used these two words. He said, come, follow me. He used those words again and again, 32 different times in the Gospels. Follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Follow me, take up your cross, follow me. And so following Christ is an action expression. Sometimes we've heard in our Christianity, you know, it feels passive, you know, if you accept the Lord, or if you receive the Lord, or if you just pray this prayer. But you don't see the kind of passiveness with Christ. Jesus was saying, follow me, and fully expected as he walked away for people to follow him, and physically and with their heart, follow his teachings, follow his ways. And so it's a way of expressing an eagerness to follow Christ, to give up their old life, take up their cross, and follow him.
The way you conveyed, just the way you explained it, I can see the way that it will, you use that word evoke, it evokes a response that is beyond just some easy passive. It's a point of dedication, a point of commitment. Along the way, as you anchor them from the beginning with their commitment to the Lord, there are things that you deal with during your sessions, when you're speaking in these large venues, about bullying and relationships, family issues. Ron, can we spend a few moments when we come back from our break to talk about bullying, to talk about its impact on young people, you know, the hopelessness that many of them feel. You have your finger on the pulse of young people today. We have young people that are listening to the program right now as, you know, they may have gotten picked up from school or on their way to being dropped off to a sporting activity or some other extracurricular activity. I'm wondering if you can speak a word into their life and for parents as well when it comes to some of these things. Could you do that, Ron, when we come back?
I would be happy to.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, you'll hear more from Ron Luce. Find out more about Ron and his ministry that is impacting thousands and thousands of lives all over the world in a very personal way. His ministry is Teen Mania. He's spoken in 30 major cities. He does that annually, huge events. But he's with us today to share heart to heart with you, with me. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Dr. Jack Kayford, he's the president and founder of the King's University, also the former president of the International Church of the Four Square Gospel. Dr. Hayford said, I believe investment in this ministry is investment in the revival of the early 21st century. As we move forward as parents and leaders, make an investment of your time, your substance, your resource, your prayers in Teen Mania. Teen Mania, founded by Ron Luce and his wife Katie. And he's here today speaking about the dynamic impact the Lord has been using him throughout these years to impact the lives of young people. If you're tuning in right now, you want to get this program in its entirety, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. get the podcast for free. And as always, I say, you know what, don't only listen for yourself. Enjoy that, yes, but pass it on to a family member or a friend. To find out more about Teen Mania, visit teenmania.com. That's teenmania.com. Get this now. Global Expeditions Mission Trips. They've sent 67,783 missionaries on the mission field to 69 countries. And listen, a documented 1,324,637 reported decisions for Christ. With a message of hope, with a message of the gospel, that's Ron Luce. Ron, you know, as you've obviously, God's used you to motivate young people in a magnanimous way and an increasing way. But when you speak with them at these events, you talk about the real heartfelt stuff they're going through, like bullying. What do you talk to them about regarding that?
Well, I can just give you some examples. One of the stories we've used in this past year is just a little over a year ago, a precious young lady, 15 years old, Amanda Todd, was bullied to the point for the last 2 years that she took her life as a 15-year-old, that she was bullied both at school and online in horrific, horrific ways. And we tell stories like this, and we talk about that as Christians, first of all, that when we see someone bullied at school, we ought to be the ones that go sit next to them in the cafeteria. We ought to be the ones that become their friends if they're sitting alone. We ought to be the ones that we don't join in with the peer pressure and say words that, you know, that are going to hurt and destroy these people. But we're the ones that look for those that are like Jesus did, you know, that are overlooked or that are everyone else despises, and we take up their cause and we express the love of Christ. And if that means that we get bullied too or we get picked on, well, so be it. But let us make sure that we're not a part of the issue. And then number two, you know, we deal with in a situation like that, we'll deal with people that feel like they have been bullied or, you know, the one that's picked on all the time or the one that's belittled all the time. And it might be right there in the youth group or it might be, you know, in their school, and have a time where we pray for them. And you know, all of us will just they may come forward and we just pray over them and minister to them and let God just begin to take their brokenness. You know, this is the thing that God is so good at is we don't have to be perfect to come to Him. We just bring to Him the pieces of our life, and He begins to put us back together, make us better than new, and, you know, gives us esteem, not because of, you know, what somebody else thinks of us, but because of what He thinks of us. And He loved us so much that He gave His own Son, you know, and that's the value that He places on our life. And so, you know, try to not just say, please don't do those things, but it starts with a healing on the inside. The other thing we talk about a lot is that, you know, people that do the bullying, many times they're doing it, you know, they're acting like they're all arrogant and all of this, but really they're broken as well. They've got, you know, a facade on, a mask on. They don't want people to see the real them. They want to feel superior to other people because, you know, they're hurting on the inside. You know, they party, you know, they get drunk and whatever to hide the brokenness or mask who they are. And so we try to help them, if they're in that category, take some of those masks off and go, you know what, you don't have to wear a mask around Jesus. You don't have to pretend you're happy or pretend like you're superior. Just be yourself and let Jesus begin to, you know, deal with your own heart. You know, maybe you need to ask forgiveness of people that you've treated like this and let Jesus put some grace on the inside of you to treat people with respect.
Ron, at this moment today, there may be a young person right now that's being bullied. Maybe a parent doesn't even know why their child is becoming more and more detached, and it may have something to do with it. What would you say to a parent in a situation like that?
Well, I'd say, first of all, moms and dads, we really need to make sure we're connected well enough with our kids to kind of know what's going on with their social relationships, school, who are they hanging out with, you know, their Facebook and things like that. A lot of bullying is happening, cyberbullying they call it. And, you know, do you have the password so you can get in and see what's being said to your kids, the password to their Facebook or whatever their social media you allow them to have, and so that you know who your kids are hanging around, whether it's online or in at school, and that you're kind of connected heart-to-heart enough to know kind of what's going on. And if you see any signs, you know, of they're pulling away, they are they're being, in one way or the other, humiliated. You know, I think that we have to teach them, first of all, that in this world there are cruel people, okay? But and so it doesn't necessarily mean pull them out of that school immediately. It might be talking to the principal. It might be teaching them how to respond. It might be helping them to have a strong self-esteem in spite of this. But I think one of the most important things we can do, our responsibility as parents, is to help our kids have the right kind of friends, because the right kind of social structure that, you know, other young people that really love God and that are positive influence, that will have sustained them if they've got somebody kind of tearing them down. It's when they find themselves by themselves and they're degraded and hammered, and there's story after story almost every week now of kids that are ending their own lives because they've been bullied like this. And so our job, Mom, that is to know what's going on with our kids and get them around the right kids. So that might mean taking them to a different youth group or get them involved in different kinds of sports or social activities where they can kind of find peers that'll resonate with them and that they can feel like they're a part of the group rather than just an outsider.
As you speak, Ron, there's a sense of maybe liberality. Some people feel, or maybe they hesitate too long. Maybe they immediately when the thought comes about making some form of transition, they discount it. But wouldn't you say time is of the essence when it comes to these matters?
Absolutely. You know, don't underestimate the pain that your young person might be in. I'm telling you, the level of a pain that is normal for junior high kids and senior high kids, it seems like it's like an epidemic high in terms of them knowing how to handle it and so forth. And so now is the time. Don't put off, you know, engaging with your kids, getting them around, you know, the right kids, a youth pastor that will really reach out to them. You know, one of our jobs as parents is to find people that will echo our values to our kids. So, you know, you maybe said the right things, but you need people in their life that are maybe like an older brother or sister, youth pastor age, you know, that they can kind of influence them with the same values, but with just a different, they're going to say it a little bit different. They're going to connect a little bit different way. Your kid might be open to them in a little different way than they are open to you. And so looking for those kinds of echoes that you can get your kids around.
Ron, when it comes to prayer, you've shared some practical pointers. I wish we could talk even longer about it. But when it comes to prayer, how should a parent pray? How should I pray for my kids? How?
Well, definitely. I think one of the strategies that God had in mind in the way that He caused us parents to have children, and they're these little embryos that come out, and now they're little persons, but they can't really say or understand much, and they grow, and we coddle them, and we help them, you know, from the very infant days to become a functioning human being, is that we have this such a connection, a heart connection. We love them like they're the most, you know, precious human in the world, as we ought. And but what that really ought to do is provoke us to pray for them, because the affection that you have for that son or that daughter is the same affection that God has for every human being. And if you can't have that for every human being, at least you can have it for yours. Not that they're more important to God than anybody else's, but they're more important to you. And so maybe you would pray for them. And the best thing we can do for our kids is to pray for them, be godly parents, spend time on our knees, and then impart, you know, godly values to them and try to communicate the love of God to them. You know, we all, as parents, we all make mistakes. My job isn't necessarily to be the perfect father. I can't be a perfect father. I can be as much like my Heavenly Father as I possibly can. And I think our job then is to be enough like the Lord that it makes them want more of the Lord, and they can see glimpses of Him in our habits and in our lifestyle. And as we pray for our kids, we get God's heart for them, so we'll treat them more like He would treat them rather than the way our parents treated us. Or, you know, the most natural thing for us to do is just to do what our parents did, the good things and the bad things. And some of us, you know, have had to learn new habits because we didn't get a lot of good habits passed down from our parents. But either way, as you pray for them, you get God's heart for them so you can treat them the way the Father would.
Ron, can you lead in a prayer? Prayer for parents and prayer for our young people that are listening today.
Absolutely.
Please.
Father, I just pray that for every mom and dad here, those that might have felt like they've blown it, like they've missed the mark, like they can't believe that they didn't do the right thing or say the right thing. Father, just thank You that Your grace is sufficient for us. Lord, that You make up for all of our weaknesses. Lord, and I pray that You give them supernatural wisdom on what to say to their kids and how to pray for their kids. Lord, that You've given us opportunity to influence these young people that live in our houses. And even those that have grown up and now they don't live, we still have a measure of influence on them. Lord, I just pray for just the right words for divine appointments, Lord, godly, divine appointments, Lord, set up where the right topic would come up and we'd be able to interject Your heart into the conversation. Lord, I pray for the young people that feel lost and broken and far from You. Maybe they've had an impasse with their parents. Maybe they've been abused in some way. Father, I just pray that You'd give them the grace and the humility, just like I did when I was 16, to just come to You, Lord, and say, listen, I don't have the answers, and I need You, Lord, and I need You to be the center of my life. And, Lord, I know that as You do that, You will, as they do that, You will put these hearts and lives back together and really show them what life is really all about. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. That's a prayer from Ron Luce. He's the founder and president of Teen Mania. You know, Teen Mania. They have programs called the Honor Academy Internships, the Center for Creative Media. They have Extreme Camps and the School of Worship. To find out more, go to teenmania.com. That's teenmania.com. When we come back, we'll talk with Ron about how the Lord has spoken to him recently and also how the Lord has helped him through some difficult times. We can all relate with that. But that and more, I always want to find out from such men of God their favorite scripture. And perhaps a parting shot. Don't you think we've been so blessed by hearing him? But what about a call to action from Ron Luce? To find out more, go to teenmania.com. We're going to come back and talk more in this last segment, Heart to Heart, as we typically do. And as we do, we believe the Lord will touch you, build you, inspire you, and move you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
It was Dr. John C. Maxwell who says, one of the most satisfying relationships I have today is coming alongside and serving with Teen Mania. For years, you've been making a difference in the lives of kids, and it's just a joy to be a little part of the team. Bishop T.D. Jakes says, I'm so excited about all the wonderful things Katie and Ron Luce have done for the body of Christ through Teen Mania. Keep on giving it up for God. Doing those things no one else has the courage or anointing to do. Indeed, an anointed man of God, full of the fire of God's courage, Ron Luce is with us today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To find out more about Teen Mania, visit teenmania.com. Ron, how has the Lord spoken to you recently?
Well, our heart for young people in America is just bleeding out all over the world. Of course, we've been taking young people on mission trips around the world for all these years and helping them lead people to Christ, but we're getting more and more invitations from around the world. I just got one from China where people are saying our young people are struggling here with the same thing young people in America are struggling with, and because of our media from America has gone all around the world, so our music and Hollywood and everything, and invitations like, hey, can you come and help us with our kids? We don't know how to reach them anymore because they're more like American teenagers than our own culture. And so we're looking at ways that we can reach out to young people all over Asia and Latin America and so forth. And so very excited about that and actually investigating the whole idea of doing an Acquire the Fire event in Honolulu next year, 2014. Yes. We're just recently with a group of pastors from Honolulu, the Hawaii Pastors Roundtable, that seem very excited and for the idea of doing a statewide gathering of young people from all over the different islands coming together, possibly like the last week or the last few days of 2014 between Christmas and New Year's, mm-hmm. to host and Acquire the Fire first ever in Honolulu, and just see what God could do through this young generation. And part of our desire as we do events is not just to do big events, but to help churches come alongside and serve churches to become more fruitful in their own youth ministry. So we've lots of tools that we've developed to help youth ministries double and triple in size, but not just in size, but to help them grow in depth of discipleship and strength in Christ and that kind of thing. And so our prayer is that churches all over Hawaii, hundreds by the hundreds, would just begin to focus on young people and reach them like unprecedented levels and disciple them. And then we could all converge together. One of the arenas here in Honolulu, maybe Blaisdell or one of the others, and just see thousands come together, bring unsaved friends, watch them come to Christ, get strengthened in the Lord, and equipped to go out and reach all the islands for Christ.
Ron, one of the things I've appreciated about you and your ministry is the your love, your care, the way that you serve the body of Christ at large in practical ways. And it's not just an event-driven ministry. Those are catalytic events, yes, but the infrastructure, the relationships that you build, the time spent, and the time spent even after events, those long-term relationships, those things mean so much. And I'm grateful that the Lord has raised up a person like you and Katie and your ministry for these kinds of large, epic-sized events, because there's a place for that. We need that. And at the same time, it needs to reach people on a very practical and personal level, which you're doing. What would you say? You know, you've gone through, we all go through difficult times. People are struggling right now. More in general, I know we talked about young people, parents, parenting. But what would you say to someone who's going through a tough time in their life right now?
Well, we all go through these times. You know, there's seasons of much joy, and then there's seasons of when things seem to be, you know, intense. It might be with your children, it might be with your job, might be a health issue, might be extended family, might be friendship, relationships that have gone sour. And these times, instead of, you know, sometimes we get angry with God, Lord, how could you have allowed this to happen? Instead of letting them drive us from God, they ought to drive us to God and remind us of our dependency on Him, that we really need to depend on Him, not just for Sunday morning and Wednesday night or whenever we go to church, or not just for the big things in life, but for every day, our relationships. And if you're struggling, if you're hurting, that this is a reminder, like, oh, I need to live in total and complete and utter dependence on Christ all the time. And this is just driving me back to Him to get wisdom, to get kindness, to get insight, to get counsel, maybe from the Scripture or from other Christian, you know, leaders or people that we respect that can help us, guide us through the situation. You know, the premise is this, is that God has all the answers to life. Whatever we're hurting with, whatever we're struggling with, He's got the answers. And so we go to Him for comfort, and then we go to Him for wisdom. You know, some people, when they're in trouble, they go to God, God, rescue me, rescue me, rescue me, and they have the emergency prayer, and then they go on after that, and they live whatever way they want to live. And I think a goal that the Lord would want would be, yeah, we come running to Him, but then we can keep from falling in that same pit again if we just get into the Scripture, learn how He wants us to live in that area of our life, and so that we get wisdom of God on how He intended us to live, rather than just, you know, kind of running our life off a cliff again and again. Sometimes, you know, there are just things that happen to us and we can't help it. But sometimes they are our own decisions that cause these things. And He has grace for both situations, but He doesn't want us to keep doing the same thing because He doesn't want to see us keep hurting and struggling in the same ways that we've been doing it.
Ron, having said that, how has the Lord helped you apply this in a difficult moment in your life?
Well, I don't think you have enough time, but I can tell you one. Just a little over a year ago, a year and a half ago, my daughter was in a plane accident, and a small plane, and she was in a small plane with four other young men who she was the only survivor in the crash, and she was burned 30% of her body, and she had grafts on her body, and she's been recovering from that. And real challenge for us, you know, these four young men all loved God. Two of them were our staff members. And it was very daunting to try to be full of joy, thanking God that my daughter was here, but then going to four different funerals, trying to encourage these parents who loved God. You know, everybody would want to ask the why question, why did this happen and how could it have happened? Why would God allow it and all that kind of thing? And it's in moments like this when you truly don't understand that or our confidence in God and our trust. Do I trust God even when I don't understand, even when things don't make sense, even when it looks like things are spiraling out of control? focusing on what I don't know, I don't know the answers to the why question. What I do know is that God loves us, and I do know that he sent Jesus to die, and I do know that he rose again, and I do know that Jesus is coming back one day. And so one way or the other, I know that he's good, and he'll give me the grace to deal with the struggle that I'm in and to get stronger through it. But and I think all of those kinds of challenges are meant to drive us towards him so we can have better insight into his ways and his heart.
What scripture has been an anchor to you in your life?
Well, big one, you know, I can do all things through Christ, Philippians, who strengthens me. You know, I think particularly how I was raised, just, you know, with a very poor self-esteem and didn't think much of myself, that God has let me know that he believes in me and he thinks I can do all things with his strength. Anything he's called me to do, I can do that. And anybody there that's ever had a diminutive view of themselves and less than optimal, it's not about being prideful. It's about at least love yourself and see yourself the way he sees us. And so that's been great.
Ron, we got about 30 seconds. A parting shot, a call to action.
I would just encourage every mom and dad, every adult listening, it's time for us all to rally around this younger generation. You know, it's not my job, even though I speak to thousands every weekend. It's our job, the body of Christ, to get the gospel firmly placed into the hands of young people in the young generation. And so I just want to encourage you, bring young people to your church. You know, invite them to come. Get involved in, you know, this big event, Acquire the Fire, next fall, next Christmas season. Become a part of the answer rather than, we all know there's problems, but let's be part of the solution, bringing the love of Christ to the young generation.
Ron Luce, my brother, I thank you. I thank
you
for being with me today and being with our dear listeners and sharing your heart like you have. Your time is incredibly valuable, much demands. But for you to be here, to be with us, it means the world to us. And we're very grateful for that, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny. God bless you in your ministry.
I hope that as you've listened today, that you've been moved and blessed by these rare insights from our guest, Ron Luce. You can find out more at teenmania.com. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't opened your heart to Christ, this is the perfect moment for you to do so. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation for you right there. To help us with your financial support and to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 71 verse 5 says, "For you have been my hope, O Sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Ron Luce. Find out more at teenmania.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.